This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenores here from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Doing great, Todd. How about yourself?
I am really good. Was out yesterday, missed the rainfall while I was out and about, which was a good thing. However, we've gotten a lot of rain, I think, in the month of August.
We certainly have. There's been a lot of rain not only in Illinois, but all across the Corn Belt. Rainfall numbers will go down once again as one of the wettest on record. That will be two consecutive months in which we end up in the top 10 wettest of the last 121 years in the Corn Belt, the first month having been in July, and the second month more than likely having been in August. So when you put July and August together, it certainly looks like we're going to end up at around the fifth wettest in the last 121 years across the entirety of the Corn Belt. So that is unusual, and it certainly has been wet, and it's going to stay fairly rainy here for a few more days, pretty much lasting through at least Saturday or Sunday.
When you look forward into the harvest months of September, October, maybe early November, does this make a difference at all, or do patterns just change?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that it matters too much. Weather is generally independent across time, so even though we have had two consecutive months of rainy weather, that doesn't mean the third month in a row is going to be rainy too. So once we get into September and October, we really don't have much to go on. The only thing we would say is that September and October are the transitional months between the summer and the winter. And because of that, the weather tends to get more volatile, as everybody knows. But volatile weather periods generally are hard to predict with any level of certainty far into the future. So we'll just have to more or less take it as it comes, but not really expect anything unusual at this point.
It's hurricane season in the Atlantic. Any reason to be concerned?
Well, there is a tropical wave located near Puerto Rico today. As we move forward through the weekend, this wave is going to end up somewhere near Florida, but it's going to hug a number of land masses as it moves to the north and west, and that should keep this system fairly disorganized. Our concern is that if it moves beyond Florida, it will get into the Gulf of Mexico, where there's no friction from land masses. It's primarily open waters once it moves west of Florida. That could cause the system to intensify early next week. It's something to watch. It could bring heavy rains to parts of the southeast, maybe even into New Orleans and the Delta. But this is all about a week away. It's just something to watch. It's not something to become too concerned with right now.
Over the past couple of weeks, you've told us a cautionary tale about the northeastern part of China where they raise soybeans. It has been dry. Relief on the way for them?
Well, there will be relief early next week. There's a significant typhoon located near Japan today, and that will tend to move toward the north and the northwest with time. By the time we get into early next week, most indications suggest that its remnant will move into northern China across all of these soybeans that are easily classified in drought at this point in time. If you look at weather records going back to July 1st, we can see, based on the Speedwell Weather Index, that it's been the driest since before 1953 across the northern soybean area of China, and also the third warmest. So we know what hot and dry weather does in the U.S. It's not any different in China. Probably not the best situation for them, but again, there are some pretty big rains coming up starting on Tuesday and then lasting through Thursday of next week.
Speaking of conditions that haven't been the best for growing a crop, I take it France is still under some serious problems.
They've been very dry as well since about July 1st, which is very interesting if you think about it, because if you recall, the spring was unusually wet across France and in Germany for that matter. That's the reason they've had a lot of wheat quality issues over the last couple of months as harvest has progressed. But as soon as that rain ended, it didn't rain again, and that started to affect corn and more than likely sunflower as well. So that is something else that we'll have to keep an eye on. We are seeing reports that their conditions aren't looking quite as good as they did a couple of weeks ago for both of those crops. And it does line up with the weather data that we're seeing, showing that it's been very dry. And even though they had some rain last week, it was pretty minor. And it stays warm and dry for at least 10 more days.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. This has been the Closing Market Report.